Right now, it is time to bring in none other than Mike Cossey, and we'll get a check on sports. Hey, we won another one last night, Mike.
Yeah, Minnesota got destroyed.
Oh, it's 21-7, something like that?
Yeah, it was 3-0 to like the third quarter or something. Yeah. Real low-scoring game.
They've got a quarterback that's really highly paid, but he's highly inconsistent. So,
well, quarterback is only as good as the team around him.
That's true. And, well, Minnesota is now, what, 6-6-1?
I think so, yeah. Something like that.
Gosh,
I think Seattle's 8-5.
You know, you got so many teams that are anywhere between 5-7 and 6-6-1. It's in both leagues. It's just,
well, that's what they wanted. They wanted mediocrity. They wanted everybody to be equal. Everybody being equal doesn't work.
No, it really doesn't. Not for I don't know.
Not in anything.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. That's all. Well, what else in sports? Did you see where Brian Cashman said? They asked him at the meetings, the baseball meetings, about what's mean that guy played.
Harper.
And he said, listen, we have 6 outfielders right now. He said, that's not one of our priorities. So it looks like Harper's he's probably going to wind up with the Phillies.
Well, you can sign Harper, and you could probably trade away 2 or 3 outfielders for another pitcher. So I don't believe anything Cashman says.
Okay.
I don't believe anything any GM says.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Believe more so when they say they're not going to do nothing or not going to involve a player, that they get that player more so than somebody say that they're pursuing. Like right now the Yankees say they're chasing Machado, and they're not chasing Harper. I wouldn't be surprised if they get Harper and not get Machado, because where's Machado going to play? Unless you're going to move the third baseman.
I don't want Machado.
You're not going to get rid of Didi. I don't want Machado. If I had a team, if I was running a team, I don't want Machado and I don't want Harper. I don't want either one.
You know what I don't understand? Why aren't they re-signing Hab, that pitcher?
I don't know.
What he down the stretch, he was the consistent pitcher for the Yankees.
I told you he would be.
You know,
I don't know why they're not chasing him.
You know, he's not going to be that expensive an acquisition. He's just a go-to guy that goes out there and gives you 6 or 7 innings every time.
Well, I haven't heard what he's looking for. I couldn't say if he's going to be expensive or not. I didn't hear anything about what he's looking for. But with the other names that are available, I mean, except for Bumgarner, everybody else is pretty much the same. You know what you're getting with Hap. He usually beats the Red Sox, which is your goal. So I don't know why you wouldn't sign him.
I'm just amazed.
Don't be surprised if the Red Sox sign him.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it's just amazing.
But the thing I'm hearing is there's a three-way deal going with the Mets, the Marlins, and the Yankees.
For what?
And it may include Syndergaard.
What?
But if the Mets trade Syndergaard and don't get an A-plus player in return, plus another player, Citi Field may burn down.
What does Miami have to offer in all this?
It keeps coming up with this Rialto's name. Isn't that the catcher's name, Rialto?
I have no idea.
Him. I mean, he's not Johnny Bench. There was 3 guys that you needed to get off the Marlins last year to make your team better. They're not there anymore. One won the MVP. There was Ozuna, the MVP Yelich, and Stanton. Those were the 3 guys you wanted to get, and he gave them away last year for a song and a dance. Now all of a sudden, Jeter's got guns to people's head looking for players. I tell Jeter, go scratch himself. Go scratch it back up against a pole. You're not going to get anything from me for that catcher because he's not that good. And if the Mets make a move with Syndergaard, and like I said, they don't get back quality players, not somebody that might be good in 4 years, a quality A starter in the field right now to fill a hole, the Mets are just as bad as they've always been.
Well, first of all, let's say the Mets are going to trade Syndergaard. Let's just say, what are they going to replace him with dealing with Miami and the Yankees?
The Yankees?
Yeah.
you would take the second baseman and the third baseman for Syndergaard. That's what you got to do because pitching's at a premium. From the Marlins, there's absolutely nothing. There's nothing on the Marlins that warrants Syndergaard. I mean, what are you going to trade him, five players? And out of those five players, maybe one and a half are major league quality. That's what I'm saying. If the Mets are looking to trade Syndergaard to get that catcher, they're out of their minds. And if they come out of this deal with somebody named Ellsbury, oh, boy. City Field will definitely be ablaze.
All right. I don't understand it. I wouldn't understand that trade at all. Not
the Yankees
all.
Are trying to move Sanchez. The Yankees are trying to move Sanchez. And if they get enough back, don't be surprised if Stanton's gone too. And that's where you're gonna make that hole for Harper. If the Yankees can get rid of Stanton, they will. The Yankees were not impressed with Stanton last year, and it's their own fault. So something's going to happen. We may know in a day or two, but so stay tuned for that. Something big's going to happen.
I found myself for about 25, 30 minutes yesterday watching the MLB Network, which is a pretty good network, by the way.
No, it is.
And especially if you know baseball, it's a great network. If you're like me and you only know baseball peripherally, it's still a fun network to watch. There's a lot of good stuff on there.
I watch it all the time during the season. Yeah. And there's stuff that you hear that Pedro Martinez says and a couple other people say and just instruction and whatnot. It's real good for young players to listen to because you're not going to get anything better than what these guys are telling you. And they're not telling you as a player that you're going to become a Division I player just so you can write them a check. They're just telling you based on their experience because a lot of these travel teams are nothing but vampires. These are guys just giving you their experience, and that's where you're going to learn a lot of stuff from. So, yeah, I think the Major League Baseball Network is a real good station to watch.
All right. Anything else going on?
I don't know, but we'll see what happens with this Yankee thing. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's going to be real interesting to see what happens.
Well,
hockey front last night, the Civ was back in mid-season form. The Tampa Bay spanked the Rangers 6-3.
Did he give up all six?
Yes, sir.
Man.
Never know when he's going to get flattened.
It's just about time for him to retire.
He ain't retiring. He's getting big money. He's getting big checks. He's not retiring.
All right. Well, we've got to retire this and go to the weather.
Cold.
Yes, no doubt about it. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Goodbye. Mike Cossey with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.